Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹平安。
弟兄姐妹平安。Today we'll continue our message on from the series in Deuteronomy.
今天我们继续生命记的讲道。
Now you may have heard of this phrase, business is business.
你可能听过这句话，生意就是生意。
Now that's something you always say, business is business, you know, referring to maybe the purpose of business is to make a profit.
说这样的话就是要表达做生意的用意就是要赚钱。
And then things such as personal feelings or personal relationships, they must not be allowed to prevent this.
而不论是私人感情或者感受都不可以阻止这一点。
Let's think about it for a moment. Do you agree with this? Business is business?
我们想想看，你同意吗？生意就是生意。
I think if you were to ask a random person on the street, everybody would have their own point of view.
我想如果你在街上随便问一个人，每个人都有他们各自的看法。
Some would say, yes, money making isn't everything.
Sorry. 有的会说赚钱不是全部。
Some will say, yes, money making isn't everything. You know, a business has a responsibility to society, to its workers, or to the environment.
做生意的对社会、对员工、对环境都是有责任的。
And there's no doubt that you want to make money and that is important.
当然赚钱是重要的。
But that is not a pursuit at all costs.
但绝不是不择手段。
Others would dismiss such concerns as quite idealistic.
有些人可能会觉得这种关心会太理想化了。
You say, "Oh, don't you know that it's a dog eat dog world out there?"
你不懂在外面是个狗咬狗的世界吗
？How can you have such things, such concerns?
你哪里可以这样子想呢
？Maybe this is why some family business, you know, seldom last beyond two or three generations.
也许这就是为什么家族生意他们富不过三代的原因。
And when you get sentimental, you will lose your focus of doing business.
当你感情用事，你就会失去做生意的焦点。
And then the business, the purpose of doing business is always to make a profit.
而做生意终究是为了赚钱。
Now coming from a business background, I can see the rationale in both arguments.
我是读工商管理的，所以能体会到两方面的概念。
Now in business, it's always about weighing all your different priorities.
做生意呢，总是要衡量种种的考量。
And therefore, when you're doing business, it's very important to focus on what are your top priorities.
而且你要清楚的认知你的优先的考量，这是必要的。
Of course, everybody will have differences on what these top priorities are.
当然，每个人的优先的考量可能会有偏差。
But that is not my biggest worry today.
但这倒不是我最担心的。
What I'm more afraid of is a mindset that you can say, "Oh, business is business. I agree with you, but life is life."
我比较担心的是一种生意是生意，生活是私人生活的这种观念。
What I fear is a belief that you can be a ruthless cutthroat, you know, character in your work, but then you say that, oh, but I never mind, that's fine, because I can play a totally different character in outside of work in my life.
我害怕的是你在职场上可以是心狠手辣的角色，但在工作以外呢，又可以是一个不同角色的这种想法。
And this is where I would truly disagree.
这是我真正不能接受的。
Business is business.
生意固然是生意。
But many parts of our lives can also be quite business-like.
但生命中许多部分呢，也可以就像生意一样。
For example, how do you handle transactions with others in your life?
比如你如何处理你跟其他人的交往跟交易。
How do you handle rivalries? How do you handle conflict in your life?
你怎么处理竞争跟纷争？
How do you manage the supply and demand of all your resources in your life?
你怎么处理你资源的需求跟供应
？Especially your time，
特别是时间。
And in fact, I will argue that managing your life is actually your main business。
我想主张的是，经营你的生命呢，其实是你最重要的生意。
And so, what I'm trying to say is that you cannot have a philosophy of doing business and then not expect that philosophy to actually influence your life as well。
所以呢，你绝对不可以有一套做生意的哲学。而你不觉得这样的哲学会影响你的生命
？That would be quite naive.
这太天真了。
And so this is my starting point for today's message.
所以呢，今天的信息就以这为起点。
Today we want to talk about business, but we also want to talk about life.
今天我们要谈生意，我们也要谈人生。
We want to say how should we manage our lives?
我们应该怎么经营我们的生命呢
？What are the key priorities when you do business?
我们主要的考量又是什么？
And once again, we will be looking at the different scenarios in life.
我们会来看生命中的好几个情景。
And then all these scenarios we see in Deuteronomy would have to do with different parts of our life that can become quite business-like.
而生命中的许多部分呢，会有生意的层面，而这些情景都是这类型的。
And after looking at all these scenarios, then I will offer my personal reflection on this whole issue of life and business.
然后我才来分享我个人对生命跟生意的反思。
Let us now look at the first scenario.
我们来看第一个情景。
Lending money.
借钱。
Lending money can be perceived as a business transaction.
借钱好像一场生意。
But we read this in Deuteronomy chapter 23, and I'll read this in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. It says, "Do not charge a fellow Israelite interest, whether on money or food or anything else that may earn interest. You may charge a foreigner interest, but not a fellow Israelite, so that the Lord your God may bless you in everything that you put in your hands to in the land you are entering to possess." Now, the first scenario may seem quite strange because in our life today, loans and interest, they are a very common part of our modern life.
这第一个情景可能会有点陌生，毕竟贷款跟利息已经是现在生活中的一部分。
Most of us either collect interest from our bank savings, or we will pay interest for our housing loans or our car loans.
我们都会从银行存款收利息，或者为房屋贷款、汽车贷款还利息。
Yet such commercial activities were uncommon in the ancient Israelite times because if you were unless you are a merchant that has to deal with foreigners in your trade.
不过这样的商业交易在古时候的以色列，他们老百姓的生活是不寻常的，除非你是与外邦人有交易的商人。
Hence, these instructions were very specific towards lending money to those who were in desperate need.
所以呢，这里是指借钱来帮助有需要的人。
In other words, this is a prohibition against being loan sharks.
这里是禁忌，主要的是在针对高利贷。
And if you were to be charging interest, you would be taking advantage of the misfortune on others.
收利息呢，就是在别人不幸的时候趁火打劫。
And the word they use for charging interest has a literal meaning, meaning taking a bite.
用来形容收利息的这个字眼，它字面上的意思就是咬一口的意思。
And charging interest is like a snake bite on your victim.
收利息就好像蛇咬商人一口一样。
And the Lord will bless those who help others in need.
神会祝福那些雪中送炭的人。
And Lord will not bless those who bite those who are in trouble.
而绝不是那些趁人之危反咬人一口的那种人。
And this first scenario therefore refers to business, our business with the poor.
这第一个情景呢，就是跟穷人的生意。
The second scenario is business with God.
第二个情景是跟神的生意。
You might ask, how can we do business with God?
你可能会问我们怎么跟神做生意。
Well, this refers to transactions where you invoke a vow to God.
这个是关乎向神许愿的交易。
And this is what we read, if you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it. The Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from making a vow, you will not be guilty. But whatever your lips utter, you must be sure to do, because you made your vow freely to the Lord your God with your own mouth. Now, vows are different from oaths, which is about the truthfulness of a testimony.
许愿跟发誓不同，发誓是关乎见证的诚信。
Vows, however, were made maybe to request for the blessing of God or certain form of divine help in your situation.
许愿可能是祈求神的祝福或者属灵的帮助。
And the payment of these vows can be made in the form of maybe sacrifices in the temple or you do some service in the sanctuary.
而还愿的方式呢，可能是在圣殿里的献祭或者在服侍。
Note here that the verses say that actually vows are not necessary.
经文呢，清楚地表明没有这个许愿的必要。
But however, if you choose to make a vow, then you must fulfill it.
但是如果你许愿了，你就要有还愿的必要。
Why must you fulfill it? The emphasis here is not on the value of your sacrifice, but rather on the value of your trustworthiness.
这个重点呢，不在于还愿的价值，而是于诚信的价值。
And therefore, if you say it, then you must fulfill it.
所以你说得出，就要做得到。
So on one hand, we say that business with the poor, you cannot be too business-like, you cannot be profit-driven, you cannot charge interest.
穷人做生意呢，不可以唯利是图。
But on the other hand, we say that business with God, oh, that must be strictly business. If you must fulfill your terms of agreement, if you say it, you must do it.
但神的生意呢，却要追根究底。
And so these different scenarios, these are food for thought as we enter into the third scenario.
我们现在进入第三个情景。
And the third scenario refers to people who travel through the fields or that belongs to others.
第三个情景就形容穿过其他人的田园的路人。
In other words, it's talking about what about your business with all those accidental guests in your life?
你跟生命中的路过客的生意又应该如何呢？
Traveling by foot and for long distances, these were very common in ancient days. There's no planes, no cars.
步行的长途旅途在古时候是很普遍的。
And therefore, ancient customs allows travelers to actually cut across the fields of others in order to shorten this traveling time.
所以当时候的风俗呢，是容许路人穿过这个田园，以缩短旅程。
And this is what we see in Deuteronomy. It says, if you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat all the grapes that you want, but you cannot put any in your basket. And if you enter your neighbor's grain field, you may pick kernels with your hands, but you may not put a sickle to the standing grain. In other words, if you are traveling, and if you're hungry, you may pluck and you may eat whatever to satisfy your hunger.
在旅途中，如果你饿了，你可以摘果子来充饥。
However, you may not harvest the fruit because the harvest actually belongs to the farmer.
但是你呢，不可以收割食物，因为收成是属于农夫的。
So this is one simple rule. On the other hand, on one hand, telling you that you cannot be too business-like, you must help those in need.
这个简单的条例呢，是 帮助那些所需要的人,
but also a simple rule that protects the property rights of the farmers.
但也保护地主的产业权利。
And so far we have seen three examples of how life actually imitates business.
我们看到了三个生活反映生意的这个例子。
And but however, even though life may be like business, but there are some things that you can take, but some things that you cannot take.
有些东西可以拿，有些是不可以拿的。
You cannot take interest from lending to the poor.
不可以跟穷人拿利息。
You cannot take back your promises from God.
不可以收回对神的承诺。
But on the other hand, you can take food while you are traveling.
旅途中可以拿食物充饥。
But you can take, but you cannot take too much.
可以拿，但不可以拿太多。
Now the next scenario that we come to will be slightly complicated.
下一个情景比较复杂。
And it refers to one specific instance about a spouse that you cannot take.
是关于可以拿，可以要跟不可以要的伴侣。
It says, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because he finds something indecent about her, then he writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, and sends her from his house. Okay, still talking about the woman. And after that, she leaves his house to become the wife of another man. And the second husband dislikes her, maybe writes her a certificate of divorce, gives it to her, sends her away from his house, or maybe he dies. Then, this is a scenario. The first husband who divorced her is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. So the specific incident is this man cannot marry such a woman. It would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. Now, on the surface, this scenario seems to be about divorce and about remarriage.
这个情形好像是离婚然后重婚。
But actually, it's referring to just one specific incident about remarriage, which is you cannot have remarriage to a former spouse that has remarried.
但经文的重点呢，还 不是真的处理重婚，而是针对对前夫前妻重婚的特别情景。
So you might ask, why specifically such a scenario? Why is such a remarriage prohibited?
为什么专禁止这样的重婚呢？
Now there are many theories.
这里众说纷纭。
But there is one that I'm most convinced of.
不过我个人觉得有比较有说服力的。
Is that such a remarriage will seemingly complete a process that is just like a process of adultery.
就是这种情况的重婚呢，就会形成一个犯奸淫的局面。
So adultery, of course, by definition means that you have an affair outside of your marriage.
所谓犯奸淫就是你在婚姻之外与其他人通奸。
Now, so in this scenario, you might say that, well, the first divorce that is legalized, yes.
虽然第一次的离婚是合法的。
And then the second scenario, whether it's a second divorce that is legalized or a real death of the second spouse, second husband.
第二次离婚也是合法的。
And we say that, well, if you remarry back, that can be legalized and seemingly all right.
然后重婚听起来也是合法。
But if you think about it, all right, the scenario is this. If you remarry back if the woman remarry back to the same husband, it will mean that the initial divorce was actually cancelled.
不过如果这个重婚是回到原来的婚姻，那就等于当初的离婚是无效的。
And then this wife will be back into the same marriage and after sleeping with another man in the process.
而这个原来的婚姻会，这个老婆会回去之前的丈夫。
And this is why this particular form of remarriage is disallowed.
这就是为什么这样的重婚呢是不合法的。
And in a way, it's saying that even if you want to take a divorce in the first situation, you must take the divorce seriously.
所以呢，如果你要离婚的话，就要必须慎重的、正式的看待。
You cannot take something that no longer belongs to you.
不属于你的，你就不能再拿。
So first, we talk about taking money.
我们刚才说到拿钱。
Then about taking food.
然后拿食物。
Then last we talk about taking wives.
然后纳妻。
Now we want to talk about taking lives.
现在我们要讲到拿取生命。
And the next scenario refers to drafting for military service.
下一个情景是有关于服兵役的事情。
And it says if a man has recently married, he must not be sent to war or have any other duties laid upon him for 1 year. He is to free to stay at home and bring happiness to the wife he has married. Now note that the rule here is not for the benefit of the man, but for the benefit of the wife.
这里的律法不是为了那个男人，而是顾念他的妻子。
The husband has a responsibility to bring happiness to his wife.
一个丈夫的责任就是让妻子快活。
And if he died in the battle, the wife will at least have offspring that will continue to own, to continue the land ownership.
他若有一天在战场死了，妻子至少还有后代来承受产业。
And so here, neither country nor king has the right to take away the happiness of a wife.
所以一个国家没有不可以因为战事而取夺了一个妻子的幸福。
And the next scenario is mentioned in detail in an earlier sermon that I have said.
下一个情景呢，在之前的讲道有详细的解说过。
He says, "Do not take a pair of millstones, not even the upper one, as security for a debt, because that would be taking a person's livelihood as security." Now, ancient families used millstones to grind their grain to make food.
古时候的每个家庭呢，都需要用磨石来磨麦子做食物。
And so, if you were to take a millstone as a collateral, effectively, what you're doing is you're depriving a family of food.
用磨石来做当头呢，就等于饿死一家人。
And what you are doing is that you will be taking the lives of a family through starvation.
你是以饥饿拿取他们的生命。
So it's also about taking lives.
所以也是剥夺生命。
Now the final scenario is quite self-explanatory. Basically, it's about the most direct form of taking lives.
最后一个情景呢，是直截了当的拿取生命。
He says if someone is caught kidnapping.A fellow Israelite, or treating them, or selling them as a slave, this kidnapper must die. You must purge the evil from among you. Now, actually, slaves, such practices were quite common in the prevailing cultures in the ancient Near East.
这样的处境在古代近东可能很普遍。
Slaves were common because of war or because of poverty, they had to sell themselves.
不管是战俘还是贫困卖身，都产生了奴隶的这种阶层。
But here is saying that selling human lives, this is not acceptable to the people of God.
这对神的子民是不容许的。
And so we have seen a lot of cases here.
我们看到很种种的情景。
Cases or studies of what you can take or what you cannot take.
这些都是什么可以拿，什么不应该拿的例子。
Essentially, we are asking the question, so therefore, what belongs to you and what cannot be owned by you?
什么是属于你的，而什么是你不可以拥有的。
Now, if you have a philosophy that says, well, business is business,
如果你的哲学呢是生意就是生意，
then you might question these laws and ask, why? Why all these laws? Why not?
那你也许会质问这些律法。
As long as things are legitimate, why not?
如果事情是合法的，那有何不可呢？
I have a right to collect interest for the loans. This is my money. Why not?
我有借钱收利息的权利，有何不可呢？
I have a right to marry whoever I want. Why not?
我有婚姻自由的权利，有何不可？
A king has the right to send any subjects to battle. Why not?
国王有差派任何人去作战的权利，有何不可？
I'm a winner. I can subject any loser to any form of humiliation. Why not?
胜者为王，败者为寇，有何不可？
A creditor has the right over a debtor. Why not?
债主有债主的权利，有何不可？
So in the end, the question remains, business is business. So why not?
所以问题就是，生意就是生意，有何不可？
Now at this point, I would like to share this movie clip from Michael Hui's movie called Teppanyaki, a 1984 movie.
在此我要分享一个电影片段，取自徐冠文的电影《铁板烧》。
Now in this movie, Michael Hui, this guy, he plays a penniless character who has a married into a rich family.
在影片中，徐冠文饰演了一个没有身份的人，没有钱的人，他坠入豪门。
And the only thing he brought along into the marriage was his grandpa.
他带着他的爷爷。
Now, what happens is that he secretly takes his wife Jinsen to his grandpa to help with his rheumatism.
他私下拿了他的太太的人参给爷爷熬汤来治他的风湿。
Now, so in this clip, movie clips, there will be two scenes.
这个影片片段有两幕。
In the first scene, his wife caught his grandpa red-handed with the Jinsen.
第一幕呢是太太抓到爷爷在熬煮人参。
And then they have a fight.
就吵了起来。
Now, in the second scene, the character played by Michael Hui, he has had enough and he's leaving the house.
在第二幕，这个徐冠文的角色他受够了，他就要离家出走。
Now, see if you can spot the contrast between the two scenes in our movie clip today.
看你是否看得出这两幕的不同。
Let's take a look.
相当初你由大陆落嚟嗰阵时，得一条底裤，一对胶鞋。如果唔系我爹哋俾你洗碗啊，你同爷爷早就饿死啊！
直情系啦，
所以系你哋两个偷嘅。
我攞嘅。
偷嘅。
我攞嘅。老公。
This is the second scene。
你要老公你自己搞掂噶啦。
去啦，翳入去。
阿王啊，你饮啖心汤啊，饮啦，饮啦，
偷，
唔系，系你攞嘅，
偷嘅，
攞嘅，
偷，
攞嘅，
偷。
都话攞噶
咯，你咪咁啦，诶，你老婆而家搞翻张我都服你咯。
偷
阿王啊，
你饮啖先啦，饮啖啦。
Now this is a very memorable scene for in a movie for me. I watched it over 20 years ago.
这个电影情节对我刻骨铭心。
I always remember it because of this quarrel between what is stealing and what is taking.
因为我就记得这个偷的跟拿的吵架。
偷的，拿的，偷，拿的，拿的。So is it stealing or is it taking?
是偷的还是拿的呢？
Now in the first scene, Michael Hui argues that since he's part of the family, 家是大家的， so he has a right to take this family possession.
在第一幕，徐冠文说他既然是家庭的成员，这东西是大家的，他有权利拿。
Then the wife argued, 大家的，哇，噗，since he married penniless into the family, it does not belong to him.
太太却说他是空手而来，东西不是他的。
So his taking is stealing.
拿的就是偷的。
But in the second scene, we see the one with the straight hair, totally unrecognizable. That's the wife, desperate for him to stay.
到了第二幕，太太要求他留下来。
So he's appeasing him with the ginseng tea.
用参汤来安抚他。
Then Michael Hui refused.
徐冠文不喝。
No, I'm not taking this. This is not. I'm leaving the house. This I don't want this. Staying will be that saying that if he takes the tea, he'll be stealing.
他说话不要拿，说那个是偷的。
But this time the wife said, no, it's taking.
这次太太就说，不是，是拿的。
No, you are the family. No, she's implying that the ginseng now, yes, it does belong to him.
他是意思是说，人参也是他的。
So what is the difference between the two sins?
这个两目的不同在哪里？
I believe the truth is obvious to us.
真相很明显，不是吗？
In the first sin, the wife does not regard the husband nor his grandpa as part of the family.
在第一幕，太太不把丈夫或爷爷当自己人。
And therefore, any taking is stealing.
拿的就是偷的。
But in the second sin, the wife now regards him as the family.
在第二幕，太太当他是一家人。
And so she treats him totally differently.
待遇就不一样了。
And what is the important here is we see that the change in the nature of the relationship, that is what makes the difference.
关系的改变就改变了一切。
The change in the nature of relationship is what makes the difference.
关系的改变就改变了一切。
So in the same way, as we answer the question, we might ask, business is business, so why not?
如今我们要回答的问题，生意就是生意，有何不可？
And our answer is simple.We say that because the relationship is different, then some things are permissible, and some things now become forbidden.
答案就是因为关系不同，所以某些事情可以，某些事情千万不可以。
Because the relationship is different, some things you can take, some things you cannot take.
因为关系的不同，有些东西可以拿，有些东西不可以拿。
The relationship between the God and his people and the relationship that they now have as one people, all this relationship has been transformed because of the covenant they have with God.
如今神与以色列立了约，所以他们也因着神彼此立约，关系就不同了。
And that is what makes the difference for all of them.
关系不同，处理事情也就不同。
You might think that, oh, you can charge interest because the loan money belongs to you.
你可能觉得，贷款的钱是你借的，所以你可以收利息。
But taking an interest from the loan now becomes stealing from his poverty because this brother who has borrowed from you, he is part of your family.
但因为借钱的是弟兄，是家人，所以所收的利息落井下石，雪上加霜，拿的就变成是偷的。
You might think that, oh, I don't need to return a vow to God because you know God has already blessed me.
你可能觉得不用还愿，因为神已经祝福我了。
And now since nobody knows, well, my stuff now belongs to me.
既然又没有人知道，东西还是我的。
Why should I still continue on with the sacrifice or the offering?
又何必还愿呢？
But because you have a relationship of mutual trust with God, taking back your stuff now becomes stealing from God.
可是你跟神有彼此信任的关系，所以你收回你拿的也是偷的。
God does not need anything, but what you have stolen is your promise to God.
神不真的需要什么，不过你偷的是你立下的承诺。
Similarly, a poor traveler is taking and not stealing because you have a responsibility to help him.
同样的，饥饿的路人是拿的，不是偷的，因为你有帮助人、接待人的责任。
But if he becomes greedy to abuse such a system, then his taking now becomes stealing.
但是他如果贪心，想滥用这样的制度，那拿的就变成偷的。
And this is the same with marital relationships.
婚姻也是一样。
Husbands belong to their wives, wives belong to their husbands.
丈夫属于妻子的，妻子属于丈夫的。
And so a taking of a partner that would disrespect such a marital relationship, taking such a spouse will be stealing a spouse.
你迎娶的伴侣或蔑视了婚姻关系的价值，你拿的婚姻就是偷的。
The taking of a life, whether it is kidnapping or starving a family to death, this is stealing of the highest degree. Because, and no matter how legitimate your rights may be.
如果夺取了一个生命，不管是绑架或者饿死一家人，不管理由有多充足、多合法，拿到的生命就是偷的，是最极限的行为。
What is stealing or taking, therefore, depends not on what is strictly business, it depends on not what is legally allowable,It depends on essentially how God sees the relationship.
偷的还是拿的，不在于纯粹是生意，不在于你是否是合法的途径所得到的，只在乎的是神怎么看这个关系。
And if it's good for the relationship,
如果关系是好的，如果对这个关系是有好处
whether it's creating a hospitable or and generous community, then it is not stealing, but taking what is good and necessary so that we may all have a good life.
比方说，如果是为了建立一个好客慷慨的群体，拿的就不是偷的，而是拿所需要的，使大家的生活变得更有生命。
But if it's harmful to others,
但如果是害人的
，such as increasing the suffering of others,
比如说增加别人的苦难
，then taking now becomes stealing, even if you think that that is within your rights.
就算你有这个权利，拿的也变成偷的。
Now you may have heard of the term bottom line in business.
你应该有听过做生意的底线。
In traditional business accounting, the bottom line refers to the sum of all your revenue minus all your expenses, and whether it will be a loss if the number in the end is negative, or profit if it's positive.
所谓的底线就是财政报告中所有的收入减掉所有的开销，正数就是赚钱，赤字就是亏钱。
And so the term bottom line originated because the profit or loss is always reflected at this very bottom of the statement of revenue and expense.
这个字就是这个底线那里。
Now these days, we start to talk about a double bottom line for business.
现今我们有形容社会有一种双重的底线。
And double bottom line refers to those socially responsible enterprise or investments.
双重底线就是指那些有社会责任意识的公司。
All other business may have this conventional bottom line to measure their fiscal performance, whether you are making profit or loss.
一般的生意呢，他们要看业绩都会用底线来衡量。
But enterprises who has this double bottom line will also measure their performance in terms of their social impact.
而有双重底线呢，就会提醒他们也要再衡量对于社会的影响。
And lately, we even have a triple bottom line.
最近还有一个三重底线。
So environmentalists have even put in an even broader definition for bottom line, a triple bottom line to include also environmental concerns.
环保的组织呢，更扩大了底线的定义，主张三重底线，包含了衡量对于环境的考量。
And so these three bottom lines often paraphrased as profit, people, planet.
这三重的底线呢，统称盈利、社会、地球。
Now today, as the people of God, I believe we must include a fourth bottom line.
身为神的子民，我们要顾虑到第四条底线。
And that is the bottom line of God.
就是神的底线。
And in God's eyes, we are a family that is bound by His covenant.
在神的眼里，我们是因为他的约，我们是一家人。
And we must operate as a family.
所以要以一家人彼此对待。
In your business, maybe you only care about what is your best interest, and in business, you fight for your own rights.
做生意可能我们关心的是自己的利益，争取我们的权利。
But today we learn that there's no such thing as business is business, life is life. Our business, whether it's life or work, that is God's business.
但是我们的生意，不论是生活还是工作，都是神的生意。
And God's will is that we don't just live for ourselves, we also live for others, for our family, for the greater community.
而神的旨意是我们不单为自己而活，也要彼此而活。
And if we were to apply all these scenarios into our situation today,
如果要把古时候的这些情景运用到今天，
we learn to help those in need without extra interest.
我们要学习不是为了利息而帮助人。
We learn to be hospitable with God's blessings to us.
我们慷慨地运用神的祝福。
We honor our promises to God.
我们遵守对神的承诺，
especially our marriage vows,
特别在神面前立下的婚约。
And we learn to treasure every lives, whether our lives or the lives of others, whether it's treasure them physically or as a community socially.
我们彼此珍惜自己跟彼此的生命。
Now we have been preaching on Deuteronomy for quite a while.
我们在讲台上讲《生命记》已经有一段时间。
And I wonder how much of these have really sunk into you to become your principles.
不知道你听进去了多少。
Let's take some time. We reflect on how our lives should change.
我们花一段时间反省生命要如何改变。
And what should we do or to encourage so that our community can also change?
我们应该怎么做，怎么鼓励我们的群体改变。
And after thinking about all this, let us commit our personal vows to God.
然后就到神的面前许愿吧。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you have given us your grace abundantly in our lives. Lord, teach us how to use your grace as a community, helping one another, treasuring one another. Help us transform to be more Christ-like, to be truly the people of God. And in all this, we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 我们现在来奉献。